favorite host, Jeanette.
Wait, you're not the favorite host.
Wait, I am.
Anyhow, we are back with your favorite show, and we are back with a new hour, a new episode, and a new theme.
That is right. Episode 3 is going to go along like an advice session, similar to the last episodes, but more focused on giving advice and really helping out. This episode is going to be full of information provided by us and our callers to help fix people's lives. If you are born into a bad family or born poor and have a bad childhood, you can always pick yourself up and make your life better.
If you set your mind to do something you want to accomplish, no matter what happens or gets in your way, you can get through it.
Yeah, people can always use a helping hand, but most people just have no one to talk to, no one to vent to, and no one to get advice from.
That's so true, Jeanette, but there's also people who just keep everything inside and don't allow anyone in, even though they are surrounded by everyone who loves them.
When I was younger, going through what I was going through with my family, I had no one to talk to. I had to keep it all to myself. I kept so much stuff in, it almost broke me.
But that's the worst thing someone can do. That was my mistake. I never really told people the troubles I was going through. Even with the people who loved me and cared for me were around, I kept it all to myself, and that's exactly what led me to the life of drugs.
I think if people tried to communicate more with their families and people close to them, the world would be a better place. On the flip note, I think it's time for our callers to call in and start this session right up.
I agree, Jeanette. It is time. Callers, dial up. Hi, who am I speaking with today?
Hey, my name is Bob Ewell, and I need some help.
Hey, Bob, let it loose. What's up?
My life just took a turn for the worse. I have never been financially stable in my life, but now I'm dirt poor with 7 kids. My older daughter, Mayella, has now been taking on a role that would belong to a hard-working woman rather than a young 19-year-old that should be in school. For that matter, none of my kids are educated. They don't have time to go on to school because they need to help support our family. It seems as though there is no hope at all for my kids or myself. And it seems as though I am stuck as a poor man the rest of my life. What can I do to change that? I myself also need some turning around. I am an uneducated, mean elder, and I feel like it is time for a new me, but I do not know if I can or if I am too late.
Well, Mr. Hules, thanks for sharing your story with us. Hopefully the next caller can help you out with your situation.
Hello.
Hello, it's Mike Vick.
Hey.
Hello. It's never too late, and I can be of much help. My life was bad also, but even worse when I turned it around. And I am successful now and have no regrets. Sure, I did some wrong things, but it was worth the whole process, learning from my mistakes. I am an example of rags to riches, and you can be one too. It takes hard work and determination. You cannot be a hypocrite, and you need to follow through with your goals.
How am I to do this, though it is nearly impossible for me to make something of myself and my family when I have nothing and no potential?
You gotta work hard. I say, find a nice job. Work your butt off towards it. Have your children go to school and get an education so they can go somewhere with their lives. I say you have to sacrifice a lot, such as food and other necessities, so you get a job and start getting some money without your kids working.
Okay, I guess I would have to try. I don't deserve to be successful, though I messed up my life for me and my kids. I do not deserve it.
Let me share some of my experiences. You think you messed up? Listen to this. Tell me if I messed up. Everything I've done, I took advantage of and learned from to become a successful man I am today. I was arrested numerous times, sent to jail, all for stupid things. I was involved with dog fighting for the longest time. I would breed and train dogs to fight, then I would bet on my dogs beating other dogs in fights. I stole a man's watch once, a security guard, matter of fact, at an airport and got caught. For another bad thing I've done, I got caught with drugs in a bottle at an airport for another time. I could have either died with the stuff I got involved with, or I could have locked myself in jail for life and never been able to play football again. But my eyes were open. Now, I personally do not have a single idea why I did what I did. I bounced back stronger, and I played professional football again. Find your talent and pursue it. There's always a way. You don't have to become rich to be successful. You just have to make it out of the dump.
Thank you. This was really touching. I'm going to try my best to bounce back. Honestly, thank you.
Touching, just inspiring.
What a great segment, Mike. Bob, thank you for calling here today, and thank you for reaching out to each other and also for our listeners.
That's a wrap. This rapid fire of three episode events. Until next time.
Catch us next time with a whole new concept and a new adventure. Thank you to all the callers these past few hours, and thank you, Alice, for being here beside me.
I enjoy it. Until next time, I'm your favorite host.
I'm your favorite host.
See you later. We out.